a very interesting Svas Emes contained in the section on Parshas Devarim, but of course addressing a core issue of Tisha B'Av, and really in many ways a reflective or a characteristic issue of Chassidus. Chassidus tries to address the fall of the Jewish people, the long night of Galus, which had unfortunately declined to lower or bleaker depths than at any point in history. Remember, Chassidus enters the stage or the scene in the early 18th century in a very, very bleak and dreary period for Jewish history, especially in Poland, Romania, Eastern and Central Europe, Eastern Europe. And then additionally, it talks about not just the fallen national state of Jews, but in many ways fallen Jews. And in many ways it's prescient, because about 100 years later, many Jews would leave Orthodox practice. It's not a response to Reform and Conservative Jewry and people migrating from Orthodox behavior, but in many ways it foreshadows it. So there's an interesting pasuk in Eicha. And Svas Emes is a very careful reader of the Pesukim. Parak Aleph, Pasuk Zayin. It's a personification of Yerushalayim, and so much of Eicha is personifying the city as a person suffering and mourning and being embarrassed. But in this case, it's about Yerushalayim remembering, or the memory of this fallen city. Zachra Yerushalayim Yemei Onya Umrudeha. Yerushalayim remembers its impoverished state and its suffering. But it also remembers Kol Machamadeha, all of the benefits and advantages Asher Hayumi Mei Kedem, that it earlier enjoyed. And this is an extremely iconic and resonant phrase. Mei Kedem suggests not just in the plane or the timeline of history, but possibly prehistory. Chadish Omenu Kikedem has connotations of pre, not just when Yerushalayim was the capital of a thriving state. So while it suffers, it remembers all of its glories. And then the second part of the pasuk describes not Yerushalayim, but the people, the residents. When they fall into captivity, bin fall ama biyad tsar ve'eino zerla, when the residents of Yerushalayim are fallen into captivity without assistance, ra'u atzarim, their enemies gaze upon her. There's a lot of gazing in Eicha, a lot of humiliation and mortification. Ra'u atzarim, sachaku al mishpateha, they laugh at her reduced, diminished, or suspended state. Sachaku al mishpateha. So there's a lot happening in this pasuk. It's a pasuk of memory. When she suffers, she remembers both her suffering, but also her earlier stature and prestige. And she's remembering this while she witnesses her children, binfol amah. Remember, she is the onlooker. Yerushalayim is reminding herself of her past glories as she is also watching her children walk into captivity. And her enemies see this and they start laughing or scorning this suppression. Mishbateha, very interesting and provocative word, which the Svas Emes will interpret a bit later. So what's happening in this pasuk? There's a memory of not just an earlier state or phase of success and triumph, but of a prehistorical reality. Chassidus is a system of supernaturalism or mysticism, and there are realities that aren't readily apparent to the naked eye or to the scientific laboratory that are powerful and that shape our reality. And those conditions are true both at a collective level about people and peoplehood, just as they're true about individuals. And probably the anthem of Chassidus is that every Jew is endowed with an element of Hashem, not just the spirit of Hashem, but Chelek Elokam Mimal, and as fallen as they may be, they are still holy and impregnable. And it's only external sullying rather than internal dysfunction. And that's true about the Jewish people as a collective. There's something deeply engraved on the Jewish collective consciousness. There's a peoplehood and there's an entity called Jewish peoplehood. That's not just the sum of the parts of individuals standing side by side, but a national entity that also has certain traits that are irremovable. And all the gifts and all the benefits and all the intimacy we celebrate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu are so deeply embedded on both our collective consciousness and by extension our individual consciousness that even though they seem to erode with time, they are, very popular word in Hasidus, chakukim benefashos b'nei Yisrael. They're engraved in the Jewish neshama and they can't be forgotten because they were engraved or entrenched mimekedem prehistorically, and therefore they're not subject to the erosions and the ravages of history. They are, as the Chasam Zemes writes, lemala min hateva vehazman, they supersede nature and temporal realities, and therefore they can't be forgotten. Forgetting something exists within our world, within time, within passage of time, pre-time, or pre-temporal realities, simply can't be forgotten, even when we travel to Golus. So the first part of the pasuk essentially stakes that bold claim. Zachra Yerushalayim, macha madeha asher hayumi mekedem. Her glories that weren't just prior to her suffering, but axiologically prior and embedded in a prehistorical fashion that's simply irremovable. However, in the plane of history, or in the theater of history, it is not immediately apparent, and that's why when we are in Galus, we're laughed at and we're scorned at the end of the pasuk. And in particular, this is an allusion, he alludes to a medrash in which Sachaku al Mishpatea connotes not just the scorning and the mocking at our decline, but the scorning and mocking at our maintaining Shabbos. It's a very, very haunting medrash on this pasuk, Sachaku al Mishpatea. I'll read you the language of the medrash. Kishegolu Yisrael hayu mishamrin haShabbos. The Jews immediately enter Golus and they still maintain Shabbos observance. V'hayu umos haolam misachakim aleihem. And the nations of the world are laughing at us. Now, why are they laughing? In the exact reading of the Medrash, the exact rendering of the Medrash, they're laughing because of the hypocrisy. I'll read the conclusion of the Medrash. V'omrim aleihem, omrim lehem, bi'artzichem lo shemartim Shabbos. You didn't care about Shabbos when you lived in Israel. Now, all of a sudden, you're getting all from during Galus. You're in prison. You found religion. But for the Sfas Emes, it's not just a incidental laughing or circumstantial because of the hypocrisy, but it's laughing at the fallen state and laughing at a religious experience that's so disproportionate and almost irrelevant to our fallen state. Because when the Jews are in Galus, all their past glories aren't visible and aren't discernible, and yet they're maintaining themselves as if they're the children of Hashem and maintaining Shabbos. So for the Sfas Emes, the laughing is simply because we're fallen out of a state where these deeply ingrained glories are visible and apparent. So because of that, our Shabbos has no meaning and it's empty. But the first part of the pasuk almost is a disclaimer to the second part of the pasuk, that even though people will laugh at you, and that laughing won't just be irrelevant, but it will reflect their inability to see your prestige during your times of suffering and decline, but Yerushalayim will always remember it because they run more deeper into your subconscious and preconscious collectively. The first part of the pasuk says, don't worry, they'll be laughing and scorning, and that laughing and scorning will reflect the fact that Shabbos is not something, or your state is not fully appreciated by the international community, and therefore Shabbos is a mockery to them. Not just because of the hypocrisy, they don't see you as a special people. But you and Yerushalayim will always remember who you were, because that is prehistorical. Zachra Yerushalayim kol macha madeha asher hayu mimei kedem. Or as the Sfas Emes writes, v'yata sachaku, now they're laughing, avo bepnimius nefashos b'nei Yisrael, but in the depths and the core of the Jewish soul, niskarim gam ata kol machmadim. Even at this point in our suffering, we remember our prestige. And because of that memory, very powerful final sentence, that renders our mourning even more acute and even more painful, because we compromise so much. A lot of people have a hard time today's reality, carving out a meaningful Tisha B'Av experience because we've reached such triumph and success. I actually wrote an article about this that should be published in a day or two in the New Jersey Link. You can find a link on my Facebook page. Understanding the prestige of the Jewish people, whether in a metaphorical way, excuse me, I'm recording this while I'm driving as I'm on the road, whether in a metaphorical way or in an actual way, in the real triumphs that we've received and achieved, that makes the pain even more excruciating. So all this memory makes the sadness even more biting.